Well, I know we're having a good time, but let's get it started. It's Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Loria.
I'm Tara Wallace.
I'm Algie Smith.
Yes, Algie Smith is our guest, and Tara is our guest host.
Yeah.
Hey.
And you know Tara, of course. I know you probably hate this, but we know Tara from Love & Hip Hop.
Listen, it's all right. It's all right. It could be worse.
Come on, yeah, for sure.
That's how we know Loria also, by the way.
Right.
No, that's not.
That was my day job.
Mm-hmm. Y'all know me from Lip Service.
You gotta have a hustle. Feel me?
First show I ever been on Lip Service.
Yeah, right.
Nah.
All right. And Algie Smith, we know you, of course, from Detroit, mm-hmm. from the New Edition movie as Ralph mm-hmm. Tresvant, and now from The Hate U Give.
Yeah, for sure.
And from dying in every movie and from being able to hold
damn
your breath.
Damn near.
Damn, they always killing
us. Ralph Tresvant still alive.
Yo, they let me live in Detroit, though, but the homie died, but I was close to death. Yeah,
you all over the shootings. And
y'all miss it. She tried to sneak in that little inside and holding your breath.
Holding your breath.
Yeah.
No, on The Breakfast Club, he did say that he is capable of holding his breath for long periods of time. So if you want to get...
So in seconds, what is that equal to? Did you ever count?
No, I've never counted.
See?
I mean, shit.
A couple minutes.
I mean, this is what I told him earlier. It depends on what type of holding breath we're talking about. You feel me?
If you're underwater eating pussy, how long?
Shit. Nigga gonna be under there scuba diving for a minute.
Because, you know, we were talking about you and I was telling him that it seems like a great situation that you can hold your breath. So before you got here, we were talking about why that's good and having sex in the shower and things of that nature.
With the heat.
Or sex in the pool and holding your breath and being able to like do things like that with the water.
Wait, have you ever tried to eat someone out underwater?
Nah, hell no, I ain't tried.
Or anything in the water.
No, y'all are crazy. Like,
I'm trying to figure it out.
Nigga, like,
in the movies, they low-key.
You know, in high school, like, you've never finger-popped a girl in the pool.
I've never ate a girl out in the pool. That's
finger-popped a girl.
Yeah, that's different. That's different. Like, I'm putting my whole, like, well, that's but my respiratory system you can, underwater.
You can start someplace and then step it up a notch. And now we know you can hold your breath for, like, 60 seconds.
Hey, no, I can go longer than that.
Okay.
You can do it. You should try.
You could come up for air. It's going to be pride, the porn version.
Like, you're not holding your breath if you're doing that. Like, you letting water in. Like,
now you got to just hold. Like,
you have to hold it.
Cut your throat off. Right? You a singer? You got to cut your throat off.
Hold that
right
throat off. What?
But what about in the shower? You never did that in the shower?
Yeah, that's a different story. Yeah.
Okay.
But it's not the same as a pool, though.
You never
drown. You can get away from the water. You can turn the shower head around. Like, it's different.
Oh, so you turn into now I'm cold.
Yeah, it's cold when you do. Yeah, turn the shower.
We're in a nice, a toasty shower. Now you turn the shower away. It's freezing.
It's heated in his bathroom. That must be what it is.
And then we started talking about taking showers with your significant other. And mm-hmm. guess which one of us has never done that? If you had to guess from the three, me, Tara, or L'Oreal.
Why do I stick out like a sore thumb?
Is it, am I right though?
Yeah,
you're right. Ooh, damn,
that boy good.
How'd you know it was her?
I
just saw it in the eye. As soon as you said it, her eyes gave it away. She looked away when
scared.
You said it.
No, I know. I know what I try to trick you and look at her like, wait,
I was trying to trick you.
It didn't work. Oh, damn.
Never.
No, damn. I guess it's I'm gonna work on it tomorrow though.
Yeah,
oh,
we
tomorrow. Oh, she on it. Take that advice and run quick, man. Jeez, I'm gonna try that shit tonight.
See, the problem is this, right? Sometimes our hair is done, and we don't want to be like not cute in the shower. So it's hard to take a shower with your man with a
but
shower cap.
But niggas ain't worrying
on.
About that though. Niggas, if you in the shower doing that, niggas not worried. Oh no, she don't look cute enough right now. Yo, you know what time it is? You in the shower. Like.
But it feel corny to have on a shower cap when you in the shower with your man. Look, your hair's nice. When you're with a lady, do you wear a shower cap? Why you?
Why are you protecting your hair?
First of all, my shower cap looks like a rubber duck. It's yellow and it has a duck head on top.
It has a duck head on your shower cap.
So imagine me trying to be sexy with my rubber duck shower cap.
I don't even have a shower cap.
Me either, I'm not going to lie.
What? No,
I don't have a shower cap. I use my bonnet.
You use your bonnet.
I use your bonnet.
Yeah. He's mad.
My bandana.
Oh, you use your bonnet. Do you use a bonnet when you go to sleep?
Your hair is nice.
I know.
It's kind of weird right now.
But nah, what you use? Like, I got to use
it. You got to use something.
That's it.
A do-rag.
Okay.
Nah, yeah. Do-rag low-key probably work better than a bonnet.
That'd be hard on y'all. Just throw the do-rag on.
I don't know.
You feel me? Wrap it up.
Will my hair fit in a do-rag?
But in my head, you'd want to look as good as possible. I don't think we look cute with a do-rag. If we're talking about the cuteness, then don't do the do-rag.
That's less than a duck. It is a relationship you've been in a relationship for a long time.
You're going to look like a whole nigga.
Right. Imagine us in the shower with a do-rag on, no makeup, no jewelry.
He going to feel like he in jail.
Come here, Algie, hold your breath.
Melted off.
Yo, come here, my nigga. Come here.
Have you ever taken a girl home and she looked completely different than she did when you met her? Like, she take off her wig, take off her makeup, take off her push-up bra, take off her waist trainer.
I'm fortunate enough to not been in that TV situation. Like, that's a lot. You ain't even the same person. Like, what?
It's like, I'm going to get you sucker. Remember that?
Yeah, exactly.
The bitch took her leg off, all kind of shit.
Where are you going?
Yeah, I ain't not that bad, I mean, you definitely got the lashes. You got regular things, you feel me? Like lashes.
Wig.
Not no booty buster or no...
booty pop.
What's them things they had back in the day?
The booty pops?
Was that what it was called?
I don't know.
It's like a padded butt.
Girdle. Yeah, back the in the day, booty. They were called a girdle.
It's like they was really wearing them shits out. Like, what? That's cheap. That's not right, bro.
Like, I want to know, like, what about wig? Like, a girl has she ever take her wig off? Like, hold on. For real?
I mean, as long as it ain't busted under there, I'm straight.
It's always semi busted under a wig. Always.
I would think it's gonna be busted.
Hey, not always, but
you mind them cute cornrows.
I mean, it depends on what your definition. Okay. Yeah, you feel me? You got a four to the back. Good.
I see. I don't have like a. Even though I have cornrows, it's not like a cute head with cornrows.
You just did them real quick.
Even if I do, I just don't feel like I have the head shape.
Hey, if a nigga is turned off by you taking off your wig, and it's just as long as it don't look crazy under there. I don't think, in my experience, I ain't never been like, oh, nah, I got to go.
Like, what if her hairline is mad far back?
No edges.
Is there a time limit? You know what I mean?
I'm out.
You can't just go there and take your wig off. I'm not going to lie. If I got a wig on, I'm not having sex. Like, we not having sex, and now you're going to wait till I get it sewn.
Fuck
spontaneity.
I'm all right,
baby. That's weird.
Just put a do-rag on over your wig.
My nigga, I am not taking a hair.
We can do everything but touch my hair.
No, that's boring, though. Don't touch my hair. We gonna fuck.
Or you just gotta ride.
Okay.
Yeah, see? But you're just not gonna do it at all.
Sometimes we get carried away when we have sex. We meaning people.
You'd be like, it's the only position I can do.
Like, yeah, let's just stay right here. Don't touch nothing else. That's not fun to me. Like, I can't have sex.
Like, this whole day is making me want to go home and evaluate my life. I understand.
She said the shower.
Take your wig off and find you something.
All these things I haven't done.
Shower, the wig.
Now I get it.
What about for guys? Like, guys have, like, little tricks, too, right? Like, they wear certain clothes and might cover up what their body looks like. Sometimes they take their hat off and they look like, they call that hat fishing.
Yeah.
I ain't there yet. I got years before I get there.
Yeah, your hairline's good.
Yeah, but when they start receding, I'm cutting it off. Straight up. Once my joints start growing back, it's over with.
You got a good shaped head, too.
Yeah, you're good. Like,
I don't know about when I cut it all off, though. My shit might look weird as hell.
You have a little bald head. It's going to be funny. It is. I was going to say something else.
It's
but.
like a whole different
I'm going to be like a little pea head. Like a little
right. You said he got a little pea head?
Yeah, he will. Well, he don't got them braids on. Like a little pea
head. He's fronting the top.
If a dude got to go through all that, niggas is out here tripping. You wearing extra clothes and make you look a certain way. Like,
yeah,
I mean, I get it. You wear clothes to look good, but if you wearing a shirt to cover up your stomach, then you're acting like a woman.
No, but you know, like, the real things kick in, like, when men hit 40, you know, even if they've worked out or even if they've been in shape all their life or naturally thin, at 40, the first thing that sets in on a man is the waistline just goes out.
Mm.
So she's like, I'm speaking from experience. I don't know if you know who I dated.
I'm like, and I'm talking about you, Peter.
You start calling out niggas' names.
Peter Tums.
I know you're talking about him. He was like super skinny, and then he started working out, and then he just got buffed. And then I'm like, oh, I like him all over again. By then, it was too late. He had already bounced because of the shower. All the shower stuff I wasn't doing.
No, but see, there goes one thing.
What?
He's hiding behind muscles, guys. Hide behind like their muscles, chains, cars. Facts.
Mm-hmm. You know, once they get out the car, you know, watch. I think that's a guy's like way to make himself look better. Like women got the wigs and makeup and stuff like that, but that's a guy.
Men have the Rolex
material stuff, and yeah.
And then guys always say, "Oh, I don't want a girl who wants me just for my money." But then they always floss in the fact that they have got money.
Right, right.
They do want a girl.
I'll just be like, you know, I play Ralph Tresvant.
No, you know, I've never said that. I've never. That's one thing I can say. I've never like approached a girl and been like, "Yo, I've done this or I've done that." I don't ever feel comfortable doing that
What
shit.
If a girl asks you, like, just say she meets you, she doesn't know who you are, and she's like, so what do you do?
It just depends. Sometimes I might be like, I just work in entertainment. Or sometimes
and then they're
I
like, okay, let's have a fake conversation. So right, what do you do?
I work in entertainment.
In production?
Yeah, in production. You okay. Know, behind the scenes.
Anything we know of that you've worked on?
I don't know if you might know of it, but you know.
Well, you know my uncle works in the business, and maybe you know him. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What was your uncle?
Quincy Jones.
Quincy.
Look it up.
No, it's like because a lot of times that comes with a lot of like if I just come out and be like, "Yo, I'm an actor, a singer," it already puts something in somebody's brain. I don't like to do that. I like to just keep it at bay until we know, and maybe we like some conversation in a couple days in or something. Then I might be like, "Yo."
But do you feel like the girl has changed once you said that?
Depends. Some of them do, yeah, for sure. Some of them think it. I mean, it's just
how many are there? Damn.
You know what I'm saying? If we just having a conversation.
A lot.
Yeah. Yeah. Yo, wow.
I can tell
yo, wow.
It's a lot.
The rest of them hoes know what it is.
So, you know,
about 30 of them. But.
You know, 60. Yeah. Nah, it just depends. Like, it depends. Depends on the girl, for sure. But it can change. And it's like, it changes for the better or for the worse. Like, so it can change in the fact that you're like, where she's like, okay, well, then I'm going to move this way and not just give him to think I'm just about his bread. Or some of them always be like, okay, well, shit, this nigga got the bread, so yeah. What's up?
What do you prefer, the direct approach or the let me not let him think that?
Right.
The direct approach.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, you know I got bills to pay, and I know you got it.
Yeah, because then that'll let me know. Because, look, I feel like all women have motives. Whether
damn.
Everybody got motives, pretty much. No, check this out. Everybody has a motive.
He just came crazy.
Straight up. Whether you know it or not.
All bitches got motives.
Whether you know it or not. Nah. Whether you know it or not, they got it. So I'd rather just know up front what we doing.
But do we all have motives, ladies? Tara, L'Oreal?
It don't got to be bad,
listen,
though.
I've been in the industry for a while. My student loans have only changed by what I've paid off every month. I don't even know how to have the conversation.
But I guess a motive could be like to have a child as well.
Right? Or get married.
Yeah,
get married.
No woman wants to be with no broke nigga,
but
right?
Yeah. But so when you've like, had children, you know that can't be it. Because you know what it takes. It's so much more right. than just... You know, that sounds good in theory, but once you've had children and you know what it really takes and money is such a small part of it, it's a big part of it, but the day in and day out, money is very small in the scheme of it.
Compared to the emotional, for sure, gotcha.
But I do feel like you do everything because of a motive, like you want to be, even if it's to be successful or whatever.
Well, what's your motive,
this person
No, but I just feel like motive sounds like a negative word.
Yeah, it did sound.
I think that's why.
Yeah, it did sound.
I think of Kelly Rowland motivation instead. Then.
Now that's some sex shit. Yeah. Okay. Now you flipped it.
So if we had to say, okay, ladies, what's your motive, L'Oreal,
in life
when you meet a guy?
Oh,
if you had to say. In a non-negative way, what's your motive?
No. Well, first off the bat would be like to get to know him and see like what kind of person he is. Like how people treat him, like how he treats himself. Mm-hmm. Like that would be my initial motive is to just like get to know the person a little better.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
For sure.
But is there like a end or like this is what I want in a man, right?
I mean, it depends on the person. Like if it's somebody that has everything that I want, then maybe my motive will be to make that person my husband.
Oh shit. Okay.
See, that's what
let's
I'm saying.
It.
Depend on the person.
Let's get to it.
Triggers.
What's but your motive now,
mother nigga, you might get a bag.
Hey, look. Hey, oh, wait.
My first motive is to find out who the person really is. Cuz once you have children and you realize that people hide behind the lie for so long, it is to try to break that wall down. I have to know who the person is.
Tara, you must
really
be so jaded from your last relationship.
I'm so jaded. Like, I really am. And it's so important for me to really like the person and start asking the serious questions, like not the on the surface. I want to know the stuff that you don't want anyone to know who you really are.
Mm-hmm. But how do you
that's
tell
a good way
someone
of filtering.
That?
I just say it flat out, and i.e. why I'm still single.
No, I mean more so like
because niggas is afraid of that. Yeah. A lot of them are, for sure.
Even yeah. when I feel like since I've met people, the people that I've met since then, it's just been dead silence, nothing. Once I start asking those questions,
right?
Yeah.
It's
and
all
plus,
fun until
because yeah, go ahead.
I was gonna say people know a lot about what you went through too, so guys kind of have to know, like, I shouldn't be fucking around because she's got kids mm-hmm. and she already has real. Been through a lot with that's her real. Ex, and I don't want to cause any more damage,
yeah, right? Real. Or not? Or people think that you just want to be in a relationship, and I don't. Mm-hmm. I'm mm-hmm. like, I really have to get to know you. I don't know who you are.
Right?
Damn,
right.
Niggas be trying to jump in relationships.
Oh, they I think mean, she I have experienced oh, they, that since then. Like, people yeah. want to get serious, and I'm like, I don't know who you are. Like, I've been through a lot. Right, like, right. Who are you? Who are you really?
Yo, I feel like it takes some time. Like, I don't know. I'm like, 1 year, not enough time.
No.
2 years, not enough time.
No.
And then
it
got to be five. Yeah, like. yeah.
May not be enough
for
time.
Me to really be like, I think maybe I'm comfortable with, like, four. If we're down for 4 years, then, okay, you sticking around. Like, you know a little bit. You know more about me. We fully don't even know each other after a year. Like, that's my thing. So.
Have you been with anybody for 4 years?
Nah, hell no, not yet.
Where did you come up with that?
I'm just saying, like, I feel like that's at least 5 years is a good amount of time to be like, yo, I've been with this person for 5 years. I fully trust them type shit. Like, I can see myself with them. But after, like, you gotta, like you saying, people just trying to jump into it really quick. Like, after, like, a certain type of months, like, yo, I just want to be in a relationship with you. Mm. Like, yo, hold on.
But people know how to pretend. It doesn't matter if it's five Facts. Years or 55
and
years.
And that's the scary part.
But you can't dodge that. Like, yeah, that's just it. Something that you yeah. just gonna have to go through, because you can't, yeah, if you yeah. walk around like that all the time, you dead not never.
Or you just yeah. have to, hey, you man. Or you have to trust your,
Red
or you have
chronicle.
To trust your intuition. You have to trust your intuition.
Yeah, because yeah. sometimes you could meet somebody and be like, it could feel like an instant connection.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it could be it could be a fake one, or it could be a real one, mm-hmm. you know?
And you got to filter it out.
Yeah.
And that happens with friendships too. Like, L'Oreal instantly felt a connection to me.
I fell in love. And then, you know, since then we've been
she's
together.
Like, I ain't going nowhere.
Because let's be real, Algie.
We're both alcoholics.
Even men have motivations when it comes to befriending you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A lot of niggas want to hit.
What? You?
No, I said a lot of niggas want to hit.
I was like, wait a minute.
Well,
here.
It is what it is.
Mean,
hey,
platonic
look.
Friendship.
Look, it's not, and it's not a bad thing, because as men, niggas are, we're naturally hunters. You know what I'm saying? We naturally go out and get
like,
our
but I think she's saying, like guys trying to become your friend.
Yo, I'm dead. He was like, I just want to hit.
Oh, no, no, hell no. Hell no, we finna get out of here, bro.
Yo. Ashley's like, you know, I'm a tenderoni.
No. As far as for the women. Real as far as
because
men,
the truth about a roni.
I was like, well, that was blunt.
I saw that going left. I was trying to save you. I was like, that's the
word. Where was you at? I didn't hear you.
I know, I said she missed platonic. Platonic.
Okay, I didn't hear that. I was lost.
My makeup.
What I was trying to say is that I'm sure guys try to befriend you.
And you said, because they trying to hit.
I was like, damn, yeah. Frank Ocean.
I
like, who else?
No. But yeah, the same thing. Yeah, a lot of people do. That's one thing that I really, mm-hmm. I mean, I got good discernment. I just say that I base that on the way, well, I credit that to the way I was brought up. But a lot of times,
guys,
I'm a good person too, so a lot of times it messed with me too.
Like hangers
me.
On, yeah. They call them. Like guys who just like kind of hang yeah. around and try to get the scraps that you know.
But that's when you got to look at your dogs and just see like, okay, like what is he doing besides for me? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. When he's around me, like what is he doing for himself?
Right.
And then, okay, what is he doing to help the ship flow? Because I look at it like, I'm not the end all be all for everybody on my team, but I'm just the one that helps push the ship. You feel
right.
me? So if I can help push the ship, you just gotta man your weight. You feel me? And it's whatever you're doing. And if you can do that, then mm-hmm. character good, you good.
And it's like if both of y'all is popping and doing what y'all supposed to be doing, yeah. it's better. Like,
way better.
Instead
what?
Of like, hey, always with you. Like, oh, y'all could come with me. Y'all could come with me. Like,
yeah, don't no real one want to sit there and be, as far as for me, like, I feel like don't no solid nigga want to sit there and have his homie be the one always paying for his homies and like, yo, like it's cool when you got
right
it to do it, but
yeah.
you want your homies to be up too. Like,
right.
Yeah, after a while, it's like, dude, I'm going to go broke trying
right.
to handle
yeah.
all this
yeah.
shit.
Like you dating that nigga.
Yeah.
Like on Insecure.
You need some bread?
She's
you
like,
need
bitch,
some bread?
Are we dating?
We're not dating.
She's like, you're taking me on a shopping spree? She's like, bitch, we're not dating. Like, no.
Do you feel like there's any girls that you used to date that are the one, like somebody that's the one who got away?
Nah.
Dang.
Well, sums that up.
Nah. So what's like, the longest relationship you've been in?
Wasn't 4 years.
Wasn't
yeah, less
four.
Than 4 years, for real.
Damn.
I ain't even been in no lengthy relationships.
Well, anybody, have you ever been in love?
Gosh. I can say it.
We can't listen
hey,
to
I'm
going to
keep it a thou.
No,
I got somebody in my life right now that I feel like that I really care genuinely about. And we've been talking for a good minute, but I'm still like, in my mind, I just got trust issues, bro. I got problems. Mm-hmm. Like, I needed to be down for like 4 or 5 years, like I'm saying. Like, so for me to know, because I just know where I want to go in life, and I just got to make sure everything around me is on one accord, you feel me? And that's not saying that I don't trust her, but I just got to be sure.
Because I always have this thing, like our biggest fear is our biggest obstacle, and that fear is going to show up. Whether you know that person 5 years or 20 years,
straight up.
That obstacle was going to show up in the person that you trust the most.
Facts.
Because I don't know if it's just
it's like,
time.
How do you shield yourself from that and then and live a full life? And at some point, you have to be open.
Yeah. I think it's like, y'all seen that clip of Will Smith, and he was like, just commit. Mm-hmm. Commit. Like,
I like
I think
that
that's
clip.
A real talk. Like,
that's
you're
your
not, you're
going to
get
right?
hurt. Yo, I really think so, for real. That's crazy. I've been saying that forever, bro. What's up, bro?
Last name Smith, that's not a common name.
I think that's real, though. Like,
no one has that name.
You got to go through it. It's life, bro. You're going to get hurt. You got to try it out so you can know what not to do next time. So I agree with you on that.
Wait, do you tell the person that you're with that you love them?
On occasion, yeah.
Occasion.
Oh, so who said it first?
Because that's real though. Yeah.
Who
like
said it first?
If I got love for you, I'm not gonna be like, nah, I ain't gonna say.
Love
nah, at first I was
love.
Like, nah, because you know you can't say that too early, bro. Like,
right.
And then when I first said it, wasn't even in the way it was like, I love you.
You said it first?
Nah. I ain't say ever. Come on, man.
What's wrong with that?
Nah, because that's the type of person I am. I'm stubborn, bro. I'm not gonna
say
it first.
Because people always say it.
Really?
So what do you
seriously? People always say the type of person they are, but then certain people bring certain things out of them.
That's,
so,
yeah,
like,
no, that's
it's
true
like,
too.
And it's not the type of person you are. It's just that person that bring it out of you.
So she said, I love you. And what did you say?
The first time, I didn't say nothing.
You say nothing?
No.
You just hung up?
No, I mean, it's in person.
Like,
so she's like, I love you. I'm like, yo. Like,
that's even
that's
worse.
Even
that's
yeah.
even,
I appreciate it.
Yeah. Look, I'm not going to say I love you if I don't mean it. That's one thing I don't do.
So
I'm
what
not,
did you, how did you respond?
I appreciate it.
Can we say that?
Why? Yeah, thank you.
Let's role play.
Yeah,
let's role play.
Why?
You should have said
asked
why.
That question before, though.
Angela,
yeah.
You say it.
Okay.
Role play.
Algie, I love you.
Oh, you better not tell her
word.
If you ain't tell your girl.
He's going to say, I appreciate
I said
it.
Word.
Word? Pass me my do-rag. I'm out of here.
Turn that
yo,
shower
but
off.
But at the same
turn
time,
the shower
I explain,
off.
I explain why I don't say it. And then she realizes that I'm not finna just be out here like, because that comes with a lot. No matter what, even if you tell your dog, like, yo, my nigga, I love you, like.
Your dog?
Yeah, like my homie,
monster.
Like.
No,
I
know.
Like, but I got genuine love for my homies that I don't have for everybody, so I'm not going to tell everybody I love you. So with a girl, it's even deeper. Like, when you say them words, my nigga, like, I feel like when you say them words, well, you in
you're
there.
An actor, though.
Yeah, but I don't do that. That's so,
you know,
hey,
people always say that.
Oh, that you so evil.
That's foul, right?
You're an act.
You ain't shit.
Damn. I love you too, baby.
I love you too. Right.
I believe that. No. Do you really love me? No.
So wait, so she was like, okay, so how did she react when you were just like, I appreciate it?
Of course, she wanted me to say it, but I wasn't saying it.
Damn.
Yeah. How long did it take you to say it?
Yeah, to hold his breath and eat that pussy for 3 minutes.
It took me as long enough to figure out in my head and in my heart like how much I really rock with her.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I figured that out, then I'm like, all right, I got love for you. I'm not going to say I don't. Like,
so you said I got love for you or I love you? Because those are two different things.
I said
things.
That first. I said I got love for
oh
you first.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh
and she's like, quit playing.
That's
quit
like
playing.
A GMA.
No, no. When she's 40, that's going to come back up in the therapy.
But y'all
got
to understand, like, as men, we can't just be running around saying that. Like, if we don't.
No, you
really
don't have to run around saying it. It's like, how do you genuinely feel about her? And why is it that she loves
yeah,
you? What have you done?
Though.
And why
you
don't you love her back? Why is it? Oh, you're fighting it. Okay.
I was, yeah.
You ever walk by somebody in the street and think, damn, sis, you smell good? Well, scents from Gucci, Prada, Dolce & Gabbana, they're great, but they're so expensive. But ScentBird.com keeps you smelling good month after month without breaking your budget. Scentbird is a luxury perfume subscription service with 450 designer brands that you choose from every month, like Prada, Gucci, Kate Spade, Nest, and more. It's kind of like a monthly scent adventure. Choose a perfume, they'll send you a 30-day supply with free shipping, and you can skip the department store and pushy salespeople. A 30-day supply also means you won't end up buying a huge bottle that sits on your shelf for years. I have some perfume that I am probably never, ever going to finish. Try exactly the brands that you want without having to be married to one forever. I have my Scentbirds, and what else I love about it is it's great to travel with. I'm actually traveling all week, and thanks to Scentbird, I have all different scents that I can bring with me, and I don't have to check my bag. That's why I always use Scentbird.com. With this exclusive offer, you'll get 50% off your first month today. That's only $7.50 for your first perfume. That's $7.50. Go to Scentbird.com. That's Scentbird.com/service and use my code service for 50% off your first month. Scentbird.com/service. Sign on. Smell amazing.
What's wrong with showing emotion and expressing it?
My thing is like this. In my psyche, and it's kind of tripped out, but in my psyche, I'm like, yo, I don't want to, like, I put my work super first. You feel what I'm saying? I put my work all the way first, and I try to run away from even feeling emotions toward women. And that's a problem, though, because I did that for a long time, just not trying to get in too deep. When it's like, bro, you just got to live life. And that's what I realized. Like, if you rock with somebody, you rock with them. If it grows into something, it grows. But I can't sit here and be like, nah, I don't want to engage with you because I don't want to, you know what I'm saying?
But like that's what happened to make you like this? Because you're like super like guard up and everything. Like, did you like
terrible heartbreak?
Yeah, like, we're not going to hurt you.
You know what I think it is? I think it's just protect. I know when I love hard. And so it's protecting myself and it's also protecting her as well. Like, it's protecting the woman. I know that a lot of times I'm not going to give you the attention that you always want up front because I'm going to be focused on my stuff and I'm going to let you know this comes first in my life. And a lot of women can't handle that.
Yeah.
And so I don't just be, like, I keep myself guarded to protect others pretty much.
Right.
If that makes any sense.
Are you possessive? Like,
yeah.
He said that fast as shit.
Yeah,
sure. I don't love you, but I'm possessive of you.
He like, I'm protected. Hey,
yeah,
too. I'm
like, that's crazy.
That's
no, but you know, even before I said I love you, I'm like, bro, you ain't.
I talked to a close
friend.
I talked to a close friend.
You ain't going nowhere
today.
Either. Like,
I don't love you, a bitch. You better stay home.
Well, I don't know if this is a male thing, but I talked to a close friend today, and he said, the moment a woman starts to really love me, I start disliking her.
Wow. Because.
What is that about?
It's scary for niggas. Okay. It is. Like, once a woman says, I love you, you just know, like, when you hear them words, it's like, yo, like, damn, like, she really in there. You feel what I'm saying? I don't want to hurt her.
I mean, it's like, what is the balance? You know what I mean? If a woman just, if she just slept with you off of a physicality, then she's a hoe. If she has emotions because
that's... See, I won't say that. I used to, but I won't say that.
Well, if that's what's within her is to love someone that she's given herself to, then it's like, I don't know if I can tell her that. But it's like... So it's like, well, you know, what do you do?
Right.
Yeah, no,
because you can't be emotional. Because
be
then
emotional.
It's like this clingy
then,
ass
then
bitch.
Then he's going to stop liking you.
Yeah.
And then, you know, and then it's like, if I just like say whatever.
I'm going to just fuck, then you're a hoe.
Then you're
like
a
she's
hoe.
Saying
you
basically,
know,
like,
it
where's
it's,
the
it's no win.
Medium.
Like,
I think,
you know,
a lot of men just don't know what they want.
I think that's the point is people don't know who they are.
Yeah, no,
that's
people in general don't know who they are. Exactly.
Don't know who they are.
Exactly. And to be honest, when niggas want to hit, like, let me, I'm just keeping it all the way 1,000.
Yeah.
It is what it is, too.
No, you said.
Wait, they do? How you know?
Yo.
For real?
No, but that's just
no,
being honest. But it has to, but it's nothing wrong with that initial thought because we're all humans, we're sexual beings. So, yeah, I want to hit, but it's going to take you to be like, nah, nigga, you not hitting yet. Like, you're going to have to get to know. And then that's when the nigga decides, okay, wow, like.
Nah, that's not true. Cause
for
you
me,
wait,
it's true.
Well, some guys, you could wait mad long, have sex with the guy.
I'm
and
not doing that.
Trust me, I had to talk to
wait,
one of my homegirls that just
hold
recently
on.
Smack
to, I mean, yeah. To,
smack. Smack. Yo, I knew he was a little possessive, a little monster.
She's like, that's why I keep it, cause I'm so smacking people.
No, but to have sex, nah, I'm not finna sit around and just play a game to wait to have sex. It's too much sex out here to just be playing games and waiting. Like,
well, how's it? But what I'm saying is, like, isn't that different for women though? Because it's hard for us to just go and lay down with someone, you know,
no,
off
that's
of
true.
A whim
y'all internal,
without
yeah.
without us without at least the idea or the perception or feeling like we're going to go somewhere.
Well,
I mean, it's very I
majority
mean,
of y'all.
Nowadays.
Now, there's a lot of y'all out here that don't care either. You
that's
feel
true.
Me? So I think it just depends on the woman.
I don't think there's no one that doesn't care. It's like we have tried to adjust and adapt to the culture that has been presented to us to protect ourselves.
Nah, a couple bitches don't care.
Yeah, nah, a couple bitches just out here.
like, straight up.
Some girls want to be like, I fucked algae.
But that facts. Well, okay. But that's real too.
I
though.
Mean, like, listen, when you look at these documentaries of Elvis, women are like, I slept with Elvis. I right. slept with him, and they're so excited.
Listen, we've
like,
had guests
so excited.
Yo, be quiet.
No, it's like, we've had what? Guests that said that they've had guys lined up out the door to be next. Like, we there's a judgment free zone here. Oh. You know, some women are just
well,
like
she
to
was
have
a professional
sex.
Porn star.
That, but no, that's what fairness. I'm saying. But some people like to have
it's her
sex.
Job.
It just that's what it is.
You're right, though.
Some people like to have sex.
I think everyone, once you learn to have good sex, everybody likes having sex.
Mm-hmm. Right. And let's be clear, like, yeah. there's certain people that you connect with physically and some people you don't.
Yeah. And that's another yeah. thing.
Because there's yeah. some guys, like, I'm sure all the ladies in here, we can say we've had sex with certain guys that every time has been amazing, but that don't mean that's the person you were in love with the most. Mm-hmm. It's just
that's what's crazy. So the nigga think he doing the job. Just like, oh yeah, yeah, the best.
Not
like,
he
I don't
is.
Even like this nigga for real.
No, he might really be the best at sex, but not like the best
it's more to it, yeah.
person
it's
in my life.
Usually nice. He's broke. Like, those damn. Guys are really great at
or just
on
like
sex.
A real big piece of shit.
No comment.
I gotta have something going for me.
Yeah, but or a real big piece of shit. You know what yeah. I mean? Like somebody that's a real big piece of shit, how they make up for it.
Yeah.
Could be right. with either money, sex, something. You know what I mean? They
guys
gotta,
who treat you like shit are usually very good in bed.
Very extremely, man, amazingly, fantastically good.
Just amazingly, beautifully, fantastically glamorous.
And they treat you like shit. So you like, fuck it, I'll fuck with the mediocre nigga just because.
He treats me better.
He treats me better, but.
We gotta do better, man. Do better.
How did you learn how to have sex?
Having sex.
But I mean, like, the first time, how did you know what to do? Was it from watching, like, porn?
I
mean,
my
clips?
First time was a little different. I had sex for the first, and it's sad, really sad. Uh-huh. I don't condone this, but I had sex for the first time when I was, like, 9 or 10 years old.
Mm-mm-mm.
So it was different, like.
Babysitter?
And I wish I wouldn't. Nah, just a girl that lives in my neighborhood. Mm-hmm. But she was out there, though. She was a couple years older than me.
Oh,
and we used to come home from school at the same time.
I'm
and
drinking
my folks
that
just wasn't at home that day, and I went over a crib, and it you got it popping. I wish I would have waited.
You got it popping,
yeah, but you're not
who initiated
able to come,
it,
right? Like
who initiated
you're at 9,
that?
You can come.
I was marching.
Already?
My soldiers at 10. Yeah, my soldiers was marching.
So you were already, were you masturbating already?
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Matter of fact, and she
God,
was the one telling me, like,
10,
yo, like, try like
that.
This. Like, she was like, she was out there.
Yo, am I bugging? I didn't know that boys could come that early.
They could come
it depends
early.
On the, it depends on the dude, though.
They be
I
having
guess.
Wet dreams and stuff.
Yeah, all that.
But that's like getting a period.
Little... now
is.
You're a man.
No, their no, first no. wet dream is their period. Like, because then they come. They're like, oh, I'm a man.
Do you remember your first wet dream? Did you know what was going on?
No,
what?
He's like, no, I didn't know.
No, I mean, the dream lets you know what's going on, but nah, you think you really in there.
You think
you
wet
the
bed.
Like, yo, like, then you wake up like, yo, I wasn't having sex.
But no, did you know what cum was? Like, did you know what that was?
Yeah, I always knew what it was. I was a little promiscuous as a little kid, though, man. Like,
as a kid?
Yeah, I was bad.
She said, my son is 10.
I was good, but I was had a wondrous mind.
No, the only reason I said it because I really protect my children, but, you know, yeah. I was raised, like, in the South, and we just had access to a lot, you know?
Yeah.
So I remember, like, I had my first orgasm as a very young age for a girl, but I didn't know what it was.
How old were you at a young age?
Like, it's first grade.
And you had an orgasm?
You had an orgasm in the first...
What were you doing? Masturbating?
I was masturbating.
Hey, she magical.
No, not even like that. No. I had learned because I walked in on some porn.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember I told my great
walked
aunt.
In on some porn. Whoa, what's like, going on
like,
here?
It was like.
Yo, you above, you, no, 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 you no, ain't no. average. First grade.
Yo, she beat you.
Yeah,
I tell
like,
you.
Yo.
What I'm saying is like, but we were like left alone and like, you know, I was raised around a lot of boys, so they would always be watching porn or magazines. So I remember like, just like, what is that about? And, and after doing it so long one night, I started shivering, and I just remember, like, because we were raised in the church, like praying, like, God, please never let that happen again. I feel like I did something wrong,
but it
yo,
felt so.
You
good.
Know what's so
I
crazy?
Just, I didn't know. What, I don't even
she
remember
was
feeling
scared,
good.
Probably.
I just didn't know what it was. I was like, what the fuck was
and
that?
And when did you find out what it was?
In my teens,
she thought it was the Holy
like,
Spirit.
Yeah, she thought it was
the Holy Spirit. I'm saved.
That's why she started praying, like, well, Lord, I'm sorry.
Yeah, what was that? I'll never touch myself again like that.
Oh, so you didn't do it anymore after that?
Well, no, I didn't do it anymore after that. But when I 13, then I began to do it again. Like, okay,
yeah.
Try this again. But I remember
like, you know, because I was raised around all guys, all boys, and then their friends, and somebody would steal some tape from a parent and put it in the VCR. Right. I remember walking in one day and was like,
oh, shit.
Yeah.
And I remember my elderly aunt, I told her that night what I saw, and she was like, she just couldn't stop laughing. She was like, tell me again what you saw.
And she was joking. Yeah.
See, now you think about that. Now you think about Algie and how old he was when he first had sex, and you think about your sons, right?
But like, so I, do you I protect tell them differently.
Do you tell them, like, do you talk about sex? Like, does anybody talk to you about
because
sex?
Because this is the thing. I'm in control. I had a good family. Go ahead.
I feel like I'm in control of everything they do. Like, you know, I'm not trying to shield them from anything. But to a certain age, you know what I mean? And so I remember last year talking to another parent, and her son came home. I was like, Mom, I had a boner. I was like, oh, he said the word boner. And she was like, I don't even know where we got that from. So made me ask a question to my son, you know.
My mama and my dad did a great job of telling me what to do, what not to do, keeping it all the way 1,000 with me, letting me know what sex was. But my mama was, and she's like a spiritual warrior. So like, even still, like, she goes hard. But back then she was really on it. And so but there's still times where she could teach me everything I need to hear, but I'm still going to go and try for myself. So I don't think you can really shield, especially with boys.
Well, not even shield. It's like I feel like I've been in control of their exposure to that. See, my parents being at work, there was no control of my exposure. Had my mom been home, maybe I wouldn't have walked in on, you know, guys like, oh my God, look at this tape, or look at these magazines. I feel like I've been in control of that aspect.
You control that, yeah, exactly.
But they got phones, tablets, you can see anything on anything. And mostly it's the friends that be like, look at this, right? Let me tell you something. These little kids is sending each other new pictures. Young little kids, because it happened in my niece's school. And one of the kids got expelled because he forwarded one of the pictures that the little girl gave. She was like, I saw the picture. I said, no, you did not.
In middle school?
This is when she was in middle school, yes. And this is like,
because these aren't issues that we had growing up.
No.
We didn't have where we could send text messages to each other and take pictures on our phone and all that.
First of all, you could take the phone away, like, you know what I mean? Or something like that. Now it don't matter. They got laptops. They use it for school. They all gonna night, be able to DM.
But the thing about it is, like, sometimes, like, now you can't control that, but you can control, like, you can see. You know what I mean? You can share the same iCloud and turn their phones off, see exactly who's calling, see exactly what they're looking up. So you just have to be a little bit more proactive.
And your girl can do that to you. Your girl can do that to you also, Algie, just so you know.
He's like, you can do that?
Hey, figure out how to do that. We're going to do that later.
Has she ever looked through your phone?
Not to my knowledge.
Have you ever looked through her phone?
Not to my knowledge.
You know if you have or not, Algie.
Hey, look.
Yes,
I'm gonna just say this, and I heard it said once before. Like, that ain't nothing a nigga need to be proud of. Like, oh yeah, I looked at shorty phone, but hey, look,
guys,
I need to know what's happening.
Yeah,
so you did do it.
I did it. I ain't admit that it was the right thing to do. It's some punk shit, but hey, look.
No, niggas do it more than
what made you do that?
Nigga was, hey, look, I need to know, like.
But I'm saying, did something happen, or did you just do it out of nowhere? Because usually,
something happened. But it didn't wasn't that big of a deal what happened. But
it made you raise an eyebrow.
It made me raise an eyebrow, and I'm glad I raised an eyebrow, because then I figured out what I needed to know.
It was some shit up in there.
Hey, look, let me just say I figured out what I needed to know, and then
No, guys are real funny, because they'll do it and you won't know, and then they'll fucking use the shit against you. But you be like, how the fuck does this? You be like, this nigga must be a psychic. You talking to your friends.
See, that's you. Yeah, but for me, what happened to me twice, they let me know right away. And then I'd be like, well, you shouldn't have been in my phone.
Ooh, let them know.
I might have found out a whole year later before I
he was spiteful with him. Yeah.
He wasn't shit.
I can't hold it that long.
Arrows, like,
he wasn't shit.
It couldn't be me.
It's awful.
Well, LG has to wrap it up and get going, because he has a lot going on because of the hate you give.
Yeah.
You know, coming in there.
I know.
They said you have.
We can't wait.
other things to do. So
yeah, damn, I don't even want to leave.
We don't want you to. Yeah, let's go through your phone and see. No,
you know how to get it.
It's dead, right?
You know. I've been in situations where I'll grab a guy's phone and you know, plus like, I'm like, "What's your password?" And immediately they clench up.
Right.
Yo.
Nobody giving you the password.
Because this is the thing. Even the, I feel like the littlest thing may trigger something.
No, but it
could
be a platonic.
So why are you going through people's phone?
I can take his phone. It's like, what's your if password? I'm just saying, he clenches up. Not you.
I mean, I thought you say, damn, bro.
See?
Nah, but I mean, it's real though, because we just, I think, I just know like how sensitive women, or at least the women that I deal with, or the woman that I deal with is. So it's like,
you appear sensitive. I'm not gonna, as well.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, it's real. I ain't gonna lie. I am.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
But if I'm in a DM and somebody come in my DM and they talking to me and I'm not engaging it super far, but I'm like, yo, what's up? Appreciate you, blase blase. And y'all see that, y'all not gonna like that. You feel me? So I'm just like, yo, yeah, to protect the, to protect the everything going on, just nah, just
nah. Shit. What you DMing bitches for?
I know. So why you even?
You know what?
Y'all heard me say when she DM me and I respond. What you trying to? What you DMing like I engaged, like I initiated or something?
But I know how to get you to leave. How? We gotta tell him we love him.
Nah, I ain't gonna leave then. I'm gonna just be like, gotta go.
Right,
for sure,
oh, for sure, for sure.
And I'm gonna stick around and see if you really
I got
do
love for y'all.
Was it a big deal when you told her you loved her?
In my mind, it was a big deal.
But for her, was it like, oh my God?
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. You can't just be doing that because it's a huge deal. No.
That's what I thought too.
Because you can't just, that's cheating. That's cheating. Especially if you laying it down for sober. So you can't just be like, I love you. Then she's gonna go crazy. This nigga love me for real. No, you can't be cheating like that.
What made you decide it to say it?
Like I said, I just wasn't like, I felt it. And so I'm like, yo, like, I fucks with you. Like,
Can't wait to see
you. As long as you're true to yourself and that's what you really felt and you didn't say it before you felt it, then that's real. That's all you can be.
I just can't be out here playing, man.
Mm-hmm. You like, sure can.
Emotions are too serious. Women are too serious.
Plus, you're an artist. I feel like artists are more in touch with their emotions anyway.
Yeah.
See, the thing, I be trying to run from my emotions, but I have to be in touch with them for what I do, which is real. But I be trying to run from them.
But like, you also like side chicks, according to your music, so you know.
Uh-oh. Sideline.
Uh-huh. Busted.
According to what?
Sideline.
Can you love your side chick is the question.
Nah, I'm straight on it. I'm good. When I got something, I ain't trying to mess it up. That's how I feel.
He's like, not enough wine in the world. All right, when can we expect new music?
New music, the album ATLA is coming out after The Hate U Give drops. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to put a date on it because they're going to be mad at me if they don't come out on that date. But definitely winter time. To give a little brief preview on ATLA, the album, when I was at the end of 2015, I was living in Atlanta. I went from Atlanta, gave myself 30 days to go out to LA to make something happen. I was like, yo, if nothing don't happen in these 30 days, I just go back to the crib. But it was at a point to where I was like, I feel like I want to be a little further in my acting, the music. I want to just be further. And Atlanta wasn't the time for me right now. So I went out to LA. The homegirl let me sleep on her couch. And I was like struggling to catch money for Ubers, trying to get money to eat. Just the LA hustle, the grind. By the end of that 30 days, I ended up booking New Edition, and I ain't been able to leave LA ever since.
Wow.
So the album is just like bringing you into my life a little bit. So that's coming out soon.
ATLA?
ATLA.
That's
Atlanta to LA.
A dope story. Yeah. I like that.
Give yourself 30 days.
Look, everybody keeps saying
that. Nah, we all moved to LA for 30 days.
I'm like, look, God worked for me in a different way, bro. I feel like that's not enough
time, but you know.
It's really not. That's how I know, though. When I feel something, when I feel a push, it's the creator, because it's like he was pushing me to go out there and everything met me. So you might not feel the same way. You might feel like, no, I need to just chill
45
here.
Days.
Yeah, like it depends. That's what you feel.
145 days.
Some niggas need
10 more days.
That should have been sad, day 31. Like, you know, I gotta go
30
home.
Days, 10 more days, 10 more days.
Yeah, 10 more days.
I'm waiting for you. Why are you not answering?
All right, well, Aldi Smith, thank you so much. Make sure y'all check out The Hate U Give, ATLA coming soon. We can't tell you a date, and we love you.
And I love y'all.
Don't hold your
I feel good vibes here. My spirit feels good.
Yay!
We hit it on the first night.
That's what I'm talking about. Here, holding his breath.
A lot of niggas trying to hit. Whoa, my G.
I was like, wow.
That was my favorite part.
This nigga is honest.
That's definitely the promo.
Lip service.